Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Thursday morning ahead of a holiday weekend, we've got the holiday forecast for both the cookout and the travel. We'll analyze the markets. And in our top farm news story this morning, a new national survey commissioned by CropLife America revealed strong trust in American farmers and public recognition of the benefits pesticides provide in making food more affordable and accessible. The poll found that two-thirds of Americans approve of the job American farmers are doing, underscoring their vital role in feeding the nation. An overwhelming majority of voters agree that when farmers use tools like pesticides to control weeds, crop disease, and insect pests, it leads to greater food choices and lower costs for families. CropLife America President and CEO Alexandra Dunn says when we protect American crops, we protect American families by keeping grocery store prices down and helping ensure an affordable and abundant supply of fruits, vegetables, and grains. A new report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange says the competitive landscape for rural broadband operators is rapidly evolving, as improved technologies have made wireless broadband more viable and scalable, even in hard-to-serve public areas. Combined with changing consumer preferences and an influx of public and private investment, technological advances are reshaping the nature of rural connectivity. Jeff Johnston, digital infrastructure economist with CoBank, says the smartphone broadband service bundle is proving to be a powerful competitive force. It will become even more popular as technology improves and consumer expectations continue evolving. Satellite broadband also evolving. SpaceX's Starlink has set the pace, but Amazon's Project Kuiper will likely come to market much more aggressively this year. Bayer is continuing its push to resolve lawsuits linking Roundup, its popular weed killer, to cancer. People familiar with the matter told the Wall Street Journal the company is exploring a bankruptcy filing for its Monsanto agriculture business in case the settlement plan fails. Bayer is drawing up plans to try and resolve some of its mass lawsuits over Roundup through proceedings in a Missouri state court where a majority are still pending. Given its past difficulties in ending the Roundup litigation in the civil courts, the German drug and ag conglomerate is preparing, as another option, a bankruptcy filing covering the weed killer's U.S. manufacturer, Monsanto. One possible option, the Texas two-step, has yielded mixed results after court rulings curbed the use of Chapter 11 to protect solvent companies from litigation. Bayer is exploring the option of placing Monsanto's U.S. business directly into Chapter 11. Inside Agriculture takes a quick break. We'll be right back checking the morning markets.